Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Way to follow up our 500th show of Neon Jazz is to dig square into the vinyl vault that is getting quite huge around here in Jazzland. So for episode 501, we bring you the crackle of some serious jazz good, led by trumpeter and bandleader, a king in his own right, Harry James, with The Mole off the 1955 LP, More in Hi-Fi. This Georgia native learned quite a bit from his dad, who is a circus bandleader. And once he got the jazz itch, he kept on moving in the right direction. He was a leader of that big band era that kept the masses glued to the radios, and he cranked out the hits. And his band was the reason many pop stars came about during that time. And this is your Trivial Pursuit moment. Frank Sinatra and Helen Forrest were a few. He was married to film star Betty Grable, and at that point in his career, he didn't really need to be a star, but that vaulted him into the cosmos. So, in a nutshell, Harry led a big band from 1939 to 46. He broke up that band for a short time at 47, but he didn't stay out of commission that long. He came back and was active with the band until his death in 1983. That is a long jazz bio. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that celebrates the right to dig jazz, a home of the original all-night jam session and refining the blues into that best kind of jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. All full of 500 to give you the best vinyl conversions we can muster on this 501st show. From yet another trumpeter and bandleader, this is New Orleans native Percy Humphrey. This is the original Dixieland One Step off the 1974 LP, Living New Orleans Jazz, and it always was. ¶¶
listening to Donald Edwards, and you're also listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
One of my favorites ever, composer, arranger, saxophonist, and conductor Jerry Mulligan with his quartet with the 1959 tune, What Is There to Say? For him, there was plenty. This is a cat that was quite prolific and only increased his overwhelming stature by performing with the immortals like Louis Armstrong, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Miles Davis, and the list goes on. Always a fan favorite, he first studied piano at the age of 7 and then began studying clarinet. He studied saxophone in his life as well with Sam Coronetti, and he encouraged him to begin arranging. When the family moved to Philadelphia, 16-year-old Jerry Mulligan called on Johnny Warrington, director of a radio station orchestra at the time, to offer his services. From there, the world was becoming his jazz oyster. From the stage presence and One Cool Cat, this is pianist, organist, and arranger to Wild Bill Davis on the electric organ, of all things, with the 1956 tune Organic off the Live at Count Basie's LP. This is one you should pick up as we mosey on around here on this vinyl-tastic hour of Neon Jazz.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was musician, producer, arranger, guitarist, and violinist Al Nevins with his orchestra with the tune Bye Bye Blues off the 1958 LP Dancing with the Blues. So he was also a member of the pop trio known as the Three Sons and was quite key in the evolution of the 1950s music into the early 60s pop rock. So at the height of his success, he suffered a heart attack and relinquished his position by the early 60s. And it was in 1965 that he left the jazz stage after a long battle with melanoma. From the duo of sax cat Stan Getz and Brazilian virtuoso guitarist and composer Laurindo Almeida, this is the 1963 tune Do What You Do and Don't Mind If We Do, right here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. is Alex Abramovich from Alex Abramovich and his Swingin' Kansas City Orchestra. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the man born in the Russian Empire and raised in Chicago. It's true. That was Art Hodes, joined by his High Fivers, with the tune South off the 1957 LP, Jazz Chicago Style. So even though his career began in Chicago clubs, he did not get to be a big shot until he moved to New York City in 1938. In the Big Apple, he played with Sidney Bechet, Joe Marsala, and Mez Mezro. And after New York City, he came back to his home of Chicago with his own band, and he gave the crowds a thrill for over 40 years. From the undisputed King of Swing, and we mean it, this is the man with the sharp music memory of record. This is clarinet man and band leader Benny Goodman with the tune Mean to Me off the 1953 LP, The Goodman Touch, as we're nice to you on this hour of Neon Jazz.
Especially when they play my music, listen to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMille. Thank you.
That was the Keys master, pianist, organist, composer, singer, and comedic entertainer Fats Waller with the 1922 tune Got to Cool My Doggies Now off the LP Parlor Piano Solos from the Rare Piano Rolls. So it was that Harlem Stride style that definitely set the proverbial stage for what the world would get to know as modern jazz piano. And he was in the beginnings of that, and he refined it, and everybody loves him for it. From the hawk, or the bean, or the man who reigned over the tenor sax, this is Coleman Hawkins, joined by his orchestra with the 1960 hit Bean in Orbit, as this vinyl hour of jazz keeps on going straight into orbit.
Thank you. folks, jazz folks, jazz world. This is Harold Mayburn telling you to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. It will keep you happy and make you feel good at all times. Jazz number one in the world. Thank you.
That was the album that turned on thousands of jazz lights all over the world. Joined by his trio in 1962, that was Oscar Peterson with Night Train. From a perennial favorite around here, the heavyweight of jazz soul in the hard bop arena, this is tenor sax man and composer Hank Mobley, who sounds surreal on vinyl. This is the tune, the latest, off the 1976 LP, Messages, as we move on and down this neon jazz path.
Ha ha ha!
From the pure piano chops of Joe Fingers Carr, a man who got a good edge on the space age pop realm, this is the tune Too Much Mustard. And you can never have too much around here. And we hope it was a lot of mustard over this last hour for you. That is off the 1983 LP, The Honky Tonk Hits. And we want to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that's always bringing plenty of mustard with his vision of honky-tonk jazz good. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Let us know what's going on. Reach out to us. Give us a little mustard. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.